tell us about some of the new information you've been working on here.
You know, the new information seems to happen every day. Literally just 20 minutes ago, and they didn't say so, but I'm sure they had to have gotten my name from your website. But a person emailed out of the blue, I've never heard from them before, and they gave me new information that I'm not comfortable yet quoting it on air before I check it out, but there's a new piece to the puzzle just 20 minutes ago, literally, but things that I do want to share with your listening audience, George, there's probably nothing that you don't know. You're the expert, and I feel comfortable in saying that you know a lot more than I do. But since the last time I was on Coast to Coast, I've had a lot of time spent with Vincent Bugliosi over the telephone, and he's confirmed a succinct list of 12 facts that I believe prove that there not only was a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy, but that that conspiracy was centered around officials of the U.S. government condoning the action which was took. The action itself was taken by the mafia. Backing up some of those facts and those things that Vincent, and for those few who may not know who Vince Bugliosi is, he wrote a 1,600-page book just 2.5-3 years ago that was supposed to be the end-all that was all, mm-hmm. and finally came to the conclusion that the Warren Commission was correct. But what I believe Vince did was he did a great job in following all the breadcrumbs that were placed there by all these agencies of the U.S. government, as well as the groups that were part of killing President Kennedy. James Files, to me, is the biggest unknown name. As far as your listeners are concerned, I know you know that name, but it shocks me that he's not a household name, because he's taken credit for being not just one of the three shooters that day, but the person who made the final shot, which was the shot that killed JFK. And ask yourself this question: why would a 90-year-old man who's in prison want to lie before he passes away about being the shooter, one of the three shooters, and if he wasn't telling the truth, how could he not be easily debunked by our federal government? And he has not been. To my satisfaction.
How come he hasn't been given the notoriety of publicity that he should?
You know, that's the $64,000 question, or in these days, $64 billion question. He should be. To me, I think he was.
His real name was James Sutton. He changed his name later, right?
That's correct. Okay. That is correct, but as far as, I mean, that name is even less known. And, you know, just in 10 seconds or less, this guy, an Illinois State Penitentiary resident, admitted after, what was it, 7 years of being worked with by former members of the FBI and a journalist. But then, after the original individual who finally coaxed James into, and I said coaxed, not coached, who coaxed him into finally telling the truth, and that name came from a secret FBI informant. After James Files was first approached and then coaxed into finally admitting the truth, and then that interviewer dying, the original FBI informant came forward with 10 others. So now you've got 11 former and or retired FBI agents all saying the same thing, that Jim Files is telling the truth. How could that not be a household statement?
If the mob participated in the assassination, Tim, they had to have been involved with other groups as well. It seems now that there are a lot of different parties that wanted to take JFK down.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, it's my opinion, and I don't know why this has not been said, and to my knowledge, I'm the first to really coin this phrase. These people didn't think they were killing the president. They thought they were taking out the president who had stolen the presidency.
Well, that's a good point.
I think that these people...
And they thought they were doing something right.
Well, they legitimized it.
In their own minds.
Oh, you're absolutely right. They legitimized it, but you have levels of people. And if you keep, it just came to my mind, following the money. If you keep following the money, it all goes up to a very small handful of people who were not government employees, who certainly were not there that day, and who never even came in contact with anyone who was there that day. But these are the people who benefited from the death of President Kennedy.
Well, that's so true. Now, tell me about your working relationship with Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, of course, on the Warren Commission. He was a congressman from Grand Rapids, Michigan at the time.
That is correct. And, you know, one of the big questions is that I've asked people, how do you go from being a little-known congressman to being president of the United States in just 9 years or so? And maybe, you know, today we might think Sarah Palin could go from being a former governor to president in 2 years. You know, that may be true. There's certainly a majority of people who would say that that's not possible. It's not going to happen. But for President Ford, especially in that day, that time, that era, to go from being an unknown to becoming president of the United States, and especially having not been elected.
Right.
How
right.
could that happen?